Barnardo's and the Irish League of Credit Unions have launched reports in the last number of weeks showing the high cost for parents of going back to school. And one of the contributing factors, one of the main contributing factors to that in the last 3 or 4 years has been the approach by the government, both in reducing the capitation fee every year, which is given to students, or given to schools rather, for each student, so that to help with the running of the school, and also by not paying a minor works grant in 2 of the last 4 years. And the minor works grant is worth €50 on average per pupil to each primary school. By not paying this, which normally would be paid in the autumn, schools now are going back this September, not sure as to whether or not the funding will be there for that or not. And this is directly then contributing to the voluntary contributions which many schools are having to ask of families. At the end of the day, the government, by not funding schools properly, it's the parents and hard-pressed families who actually have to stump up to plug the gap on behalf of schools, that they continue to operate and actually be viable on a day-to-day basis.
The worry would be, of course, that schools, rather than reduce voluntary contribution requests to take account of minor works guarantees, would be inclined to keep the voluntary contribution requests as they are and then use the extra revenue to spend money on other much-needed services within the system.
Well, each school at the moment, and anybody who's involved in the board of management and a parents committee, will know that each school is operating on a very, very thin line, and it has been very difficult, more difficult than ever for the last 3 or 4 years, to actually fund the day-to-day operations of a school. And across each parish and the county and indeed the country, we will know that there's been more fundraisers than ever for primary schools than we had seen in the past, and that's because they have been starved of funding. I believe it's simply unacceptable that now, as we go into the new school academic school year, the schools do not know whether that minor works grant will be paid to them in the autumn or not. The minister is refusing to give a firm decision on it. They haven't actually provided the money in the budget for it. Simply, all she has said is that she will provide money if it's available. That's no way to treat schools, in my view. It's contributing to increased costs because schools have to ask more of parents. And what the minister should do in order to ensure that parents are, that there's not more financial pressure put on parents, is actually announce now in the next few days that the minor works grant will be paid to all national schools this autumn.